אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, the freedom article, where in the heading, criticism brings success, lack of criticism causes decadence or degeneration.
In sum total, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of connection. If to speak in simple terms that's understood by everyone, then we have thousands of details, meaning people, desires to receive in a certain state called this world, and these desires need to be arranged in such a manner that they all together will connect into some system that's whole, beautiful, good, upper, according to all its qualities, that to such an extent that the upper force that's eternal and exists before the system and after the system, doesn't matter, that is above time, motion, and space, above all our corporeal discernments, that this upper force will be able to clothe, that will be suitable to the same system that will connect between us, that will connect between us in a manner that's so nice and good, a completion that's so whole, that this upper force, which is entirely bestowal, entirely love, will be able to clothe in us in its entirety. Meaning, in sum total, what we're learning is the wisdom of connection between human beings. In sum total, what we're learning is some study on the social system, the ideal one that needs to exist in the human society. We begin to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. We don't think that we need that. Nobody would be drawn to that. But truly, all the secrets, all the concealed things, everything that we thought about the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's all in the order and the correct connection between us. And thus, wanted or not, we are also with you in such a process of the entire humanity that we're all drawn to the new order of the world. So we'll see what he tells us, how this world needs to continue its path, its correction, until it reaches suitability to the Creator, meaning it reaches a state that the upper force, the force of bestowal and love, will clothe it in its entirety. So please, let's go.
So again, we're in the Freedom article, heading Criticism Brings Success, Lack of Criticism Causes Decadence. We must further add that reality presents to our eyes extreme oppositeness between physical matters and concepts and ideas regarding the above topic. For the matter of social unity, which can be the source of every joy and success, applies particularly to bodies and bodily matters in people. And the separation between them is the source of every calamity and misfortune. But with concepts and ideas, it is the complete opposite. Unity and lack of criticism are deemed the source of every failure and hindrance to all the progress and intellectual fertilization. This is because drawing the right conclusions depends particularly on increasing disagreements and separation between views. The more contradictions there are between views, and the more criticism there is, the more the knowledge and wisdom increase, and matters become more suitable for examination and clarification. The degeneration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is the measure of unity in a society, and the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them.
Right?
As if the opposite. As much as we're in disagreement, separation, from this we have the ability to reach the rest of the scrutinies and success. And so, don't be afraid from the scrutinies, the distancing, it's actually specifically on purpose. Just to be afraid, can we correctly have the right attitude to what's before us?
Can you explain it? Why does separation create greater intellect, understanding, and not unity and connection?
From our life, it's also clear. Let's say you come to school, some work, whatever. Everything you're going to do, to go and scrutinize something, you're scrutinizing things that are not in wholeness. And so from this, you're learning, how can we complete between them? Because usually things are opposite, that they're not together in one body. And so the knowledge of the separation is the first stage to care with it, to bring it to unity.
What kind of intellect is achieved through unity?
Of unity?
Yes, out of connection. Is there a new intellect, a new mind that is born?
Of course.
So how is it different from the mind that is born out of separation?
The difference between creator and created being. The created being feels all the reality in its details, separated, and the creator sees all of reality, all of creation, as it's all as one complex.
He writes, the basis for the success of intelligence and knowledge is separation and disagreement between them. So disagreement?
Yes, so this must be at the foundation, that if there's no disagreement, no separation, they can't learn about unity.
So what does disagreement beget, and what does connection beget?
Disagreement gives birth to the need to reach unity, because they feel that in the disagreement they cannot act, they cannot attain. They themselves are harmed.
Without separation, disagreement, there's no beginning of anything.
We as created beings cannot live in a state that's called unity to feel it as unity, because we have no knowledge on separation from before. And so we always need to reach from bad to good, from minus to plus, from separation to connection.
And what's the addition that we get from the unity, from the plus?
That you see his essence, that his uniqueness, his wholeness. And all this, you as a created being can scrutinize only from the contrast, from the dark and the light. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, so how can these two different approaches live together? On the one hand, criticism and disagreement of views, on the other hand, unity, especially when we speak about the big world. In our group, it's clear.
Look, it takes a lot of time. Much knowledge, understanding, scrutinies, and the willing to bear in order to scrutinize the truth. And it takes time. There's no other way about it. There are such societies in humanity that are ancient. And therefore,
in
In their advancement, they have reached a state where it is forbidden to have wars, it's forbidden to be separated, etc., etc. And so they understand that their entire advancement needs to be by way of love covers all crimes, that once crimes become revealed, you cover them with connection. Again, crimes are revealed on a higher level, and again, you cover them with connection. And that's how you advance. You know, it's like in a family. If it's a normal family, then it understands that there have to be different disputes, and every time above the disputes, you need to bring completion, peace. And that's how it is every time, on every level, in every state. And there can't be day without night. And the day comes because previously there was night. And that's how we advance. So it is in the relations between people, so it is in the relations between countries, and so it is in the relations between us and the Creator. It's all the same. And let's hope that humanity will understand this, and we need to give an example for it in every turn, every person, every pet, in every family, and whatever we can, according to our ability.
This degree of criticism, is it something essential? It has to be? Let's say a certain nation will be able to attain a certain unity, or they can also attain it without criticism.
You see what it says, how it's called. Criticism brings success. That without criticism, we cannot reach success. How can you scrutinize the correct things if there are no corrupted things in front of you, and you scrutinize these corruptions, and you know where do they come from, you know how to correct them, and you know how to bring these corruptions to their right form. Only in that way you, as a created being, can reach the degree of the Creator, wholeness and perfection, by scrutinizing every detail in creation, how opposite it is, how separated it is from everyone else, and how is it possible to arrange everyone into an ideal system. What follows is that when you look at the whole of creation, that it could never be, ever, that they will be correctly connected. It's impossible that they'll be in a correctly connected system. It's impossible. And suddenly it turns out that it's possible, that it can be, that it will happen. It's not something that you see immediately, but only after many efforts. And that's why you'll see that those that can do it is that group from ancient Babylon that includes representatives of from all the different nations that existed back then in ancient Babylon, that they're included of, that this group is included of, and that that group wishes to reach a corrected state. And we'll learn about the changes and the different blows and torments and whatnot that this group went through. How much they killed and burned and beat each other and different, and the different processes that they went through. How much hate there was among them, among the Jews. And eventually, it's all in order to scrutinize that there needs to be connection. It's not over yet. It continues now, not physically the way it was 1,000 and 2,000, 3,000 years ago. There were such things that it's really unbelievable how they killed and burned people, Jews, how they killed and burned each other, how they fought each other. And from that, we need to see how do we nonetheless advance toward connection and completion. And then you'll see that that small nation, the Israelis, the Israelites, within themselves have already gone through all of these wars, and that there were such strifes and collisions between them that they carried all people, Greeks, Egyptians, everyone to the same. They pulled them to be involved in all the wars between the Jews. And that's how they've learned until this day who they are. Today they don't know who they are either, but soon it's going to clear up quickly.
What's the status of this group today? From Babylon till today, what's happening with it?
Amtana.
On hold.
What's that mean?
On hold, because they're not active. Today you have the nation of Israel.
There's something.
Something what?
A group exists, I don't know.
Just some group of gypsies. And I'm apologizing to the gypsies that simply fled from one place to another where it's better for them. And in the meantime, they gathered here. That's their status. They have no status. Do they somehow pertain to divinity? As Bala Sulam says, there's an opportunity for correction, but that's it. And we got this opportunity from above as well.
This group of nomads that were wandering around the world, what does the Creator want from them now?
Connection. That's it. Like it always was, all throughout thousands of years.
But everything was activated, and like you said, Romans, Egyptians, Greek, but now there's like...
There were always such intermediate phases, and now is the time. Now is our time, that we need to, as quickly as possible, get organized. And to show that in humanity there are nonetheless representatives of all nations that are together with us in our connection above the general ego, that in that we want to be like the Creator, to come closer to Him. This is actually our work. And we don't care about nothing besides that.
Tov.
Good.
יש לנו Mac 3.
We have Mac 3.
Всем доброе утро. Получается, важно не сами разногласия.
Good morning, everybody. It turns out that what's important is not the actual arguments, but the way they're scrutinized.
Both.
חדר אבן.
From what we just read, it turns out that we can connect by the resistance of opinions, meaning in intellectual things, and we need to connect through emotions. Is that right?
Ken?
Yeah.
Eventually, yes.
PT-19.
Thank you, Rav. We say that it's better to not criticize, and from the 24 hours, only a half an hour to criticize. So how do we prevent criticism and becoming war.
I don't understand what you're saying. What wars are you talking about?
Wars of ego, wars that can destroy and not...
We're not talking about wars. We're only talking about the inclination toward connection. That's it. You have to make the difference between what he tells us about humanity and what happens in our tents. In our tents, we're drawn only to connection. That's what we talk about, and that's what we study about.
We can't get to war between us. There were groups that disappeared.
Groups can disappear, could disappear. But it's not because they're fighting. It's because they don't understand, they disagree with our direction, with what Baal HaSulam's writing. Eventually, look what he says in his articles, in his letters, everywhere. He's talking about connection, and we see it from our history too. And I heard a lot about it from Rabash, that this is the main thing that we need to do. Nothing else is important. Only our connection as the central force around which the world too will be able to connect, and therefore our entire dissemination needs to be dissemination for connection. We want to see a world as a new society that which understands that their salvation is connection. PT3.
I don't understand the structure that he says that in the bodily things the success is in connection, and in opinions it's in separation and criticism. Can you explain it?
Certainly. If we are engaged in bodily, physical matters that we need to perform the action. So the more scrutinized it is, et cetera, et cetera, the more we can succeed. Whereas if we, like scientists, are in our opinion, then the more separated we are, not separated in terms that we're distant, but that we're connected, but in dispute about who's right like this, who's right like that, but in a goal-oriented fashion, then in that we can advance more. That's what it's all about. In your mind, you can be in different disputes, have different opinions, and this will bring you more success. We know that if you wanna advance, and suppose you're developing some new machine, so it's good for you to open several departments that you'll have one group of engineers, a second group of engineers, a third group of engineers, and that they will be in dispute with one another, resistance, competition, and then you'll get something good from what's possible, because their desire will always be to succeed beyond the others. That's how it's done in big companies. When they develop something, then they have several departments, and every department acts in and of itself. And then they check to what measure can we connect things and get the maximum use out of them.
And in what do they need to be connected, those two departments?
To one goal. They have one goal. You build and they build. Suppose same cup. You make and he makes. And then we see what's more, what's less, from what can we arrange from all the possibilities.
And how do we make sure that it's not to destroy the other for my own success?
There needs to be a goal, special, unique goal above them, that this goal acts, that it pulls them, that we build, that we're building something special, and that each understands that he is in competition with the others, which is very useful and beneficial. Okay, I think these things are clear, so Dudi.
Let's keep going. We'll go over to the previous excerpt and paragraph and keep going. The deterioration and failure of intelligence stem only from the lack of criticism and disagreement. Thus, evidently, the whole basis of physical success is a measure of unity and society. And the basis of success of intelligence and knowledge is the separation and disagreement among them. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. As written in the article, The Peace, only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful, not to bring the views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among the wise and scholarly might be terminated. For the love of body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease, as well as the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas. For the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive. We'll read it again. It turns out that when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies, by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart, as written in the article, The Peace. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory. But against that, we must be watchful not to bring views of people so close that disagreement and criticism among them, the wise and the scholarly, might be terminated. For the love of the body naturally brings with it proximity of views. And should criticism and disagreement vanish, all progress in concepts and ideas will cease. will cease as well, and the source of knowledge in the world will dry out. This is the proof of the obligation to caution with the freedom of the individual regarding concepts and ideas. For the whole development of the wisdom and knowledge is based on that freedom of the individual. Thus, we are cautioned to preserve it very carefully in a manner that each and every form within us, which we call individual, that is, the particular force of a single person, generally named the will to receive.
What next? Questions, Florida.
Yes, thank you. What does it mean that the love of the body naturally brings with it the proximity of views? Do you have an example of that?
Ken?
Yeah.
Suppose, no matter how much we talk about it, it won't help. If you and your son have a difference in opinion, then nonetheless that opinion becomes closer to you one way or another. It becomes closer than after you discovered that it's connected to him, that it comes from him, that it belongs to him, you know, in a simple way. But the thing is that one should not stand in the way of the other. If we want to reach the right kind of criticism, like he says that criticism as a means, the name of Dara, criticism brings success, lack of criticism causes decay. So we need to make criticism, let's call it objective, so that it will be independent of, you know, different, you know, closeness, different nice good things, bribes, someone's afraid of something, whatever. It has to be very goal-oriented, targeted, and then that way you'll have the correct and good results and decisions. Moscow 6.
What's the difference between the individual and the ten?
An individual can't be like the ten, but the ten has to be like one individual, connected, and then all the opinions that they have in the ten, to some extent, it will be similar to the opinion of the Creator, the upper degree. If you want to jump from one degree to a higher spiritual degree, then for that you need to connect together in the ten, even though that you want to kill each other, but you're ready, you're willing to be connected. And that your connection will really be as one, even though that you're not similar and you disagree. Because if you agree, then it's not wholeness, it's not completion. Wholeness and completion is a result of there being a lack of agreement between your opinions. No one bends toward the other. No one's afraid of the other. It needs to be, each one needs to be able to freely express his opinion, but all in all, above that, what you come to is a consent, a higher degree, because you attain, not you, any of you individually, but you, in the form of your connection, you attain the opinion of the upper, of the Creator, that in that way, He dresses in you, and you start discovering, ah, that's spirituality. That's the answer. This is what we've expected or have been waiting for. And then it's clear to everyone that that's the truth. That doesn't belong to anyone, but that the upper force comes down upon you, fulfills you, because you are willing to be in mutual concession in order to accept his opinion of the Creator.
Beseder?
Ну, это надо дождаться всех, чтобы все были готовы к этому, или просто иногда кажется, что не...
We have to wait for everybody to be ready for this.
We needn't wait for anyone. We don't have to wait for anyone. We need to work between us, for us to connect correctly. And that's called the revelation of the Creator in the created being.
Барур. Тов.
Tel Aviv 4. Why do we need a development of opinions and knowledge
Because the more different they are, the greater is the revelation of the Creator.
But towards humanity, let's say, why do we need more of development of more knowledge and more opinions?
Because they're advancing too. Everyone. As it says, that all shall know me from small to great. So there are those that are in contact with the Creator, and they are as a transition for humanity, but all of humanity too needs to ascend. Everyone needs to reach the spiritual degree.
Maybe a different question. How all the development of the goal is to receive what the Creator prepared for all of humanity. So what's about developing knowledge and that's where the Creator is revealed?
The more developed, the more different they are from one another, against one another, and therefore in the connection above the contradictions between them, they come to a sharper resolution of feeling, understanding, attaining the Creator.
It's a different kind of pleasure? Of
course. A big pleasure. The greatest pleasure comes as a result of the resolution of doubts, that you have doubts, that you're about to explode, that you can't do anything, and they really tear you apart. And suddenly it all comes together, none of them disappears, none of them takes control over the other, but all of them sustain one another and give you a whole and complete solution as a result of their wholeness and completion. That you don't understand. How is it possible that they're so opposite, so opposed, and when they connect in their oppositeness, there the wholeness and perfection is revealed, and that's how the Creator is revealed to us. How could it be that 10 sefirot, 9, that are all opposed to one another, come together and bring us the form of the Creator, His image?
How is the pleasure of connection of the bodies or the developing of minds, where does that meet?
In man's heart. In the Malchut.
And a different kind of pleasure comes out of it, like a third kind?
Pleasure as a result, that's already the Creator.
Kazakhstan.
Огромная благодарность, Раф. Вот я запутался вот в десятке.
Great gratitude, Rav. I'm confused. In the ten, we need to see every friend as great because the Creator is behind every friend. And we have to criticize his opinion, his behavior, that he, whether he comes to a lesson or not.
I need to respect the friend because the Creator has given him an invitation to the Creator. The Creator wants for him to come close. And therefore that person has some kind of attraction to the Creator. And that's why he comes to our group. Sometimes. And when he sometimes comes, we need to see. Sure, the Creator can give him a whole and complete desire. But he gives him a minimum desire. And probably that he's leaving it up to us. He's giving us the opportunity to help the friend and thus advance. Because that friend, by not coming regularly or something else, he is showing us the place of work. Where do we need to put in our exertion in order to connect even more? And these are steps toward the revelation of the Creator Himself, meaning that the Creator, through the friend, shows us what are we lacking in order to reach Him. the Creator. So this is what you need to work at. And not to disregard it or make an egoistic calculation that we are and he isn't. We come to the lesson and he doesn't. But we need to feel these things as our obligation, our commitment.
Baltiavan.
Наверное, вопрос товарища, наверное, очень похожий. Да, что такое объективная критика в десятке?
Question from a friend. It's a bit similar. What's objective criticism in the ten?
Бикур это объективит.
Objective criticism needs to be only in relation to the purpose of creation.
Цихим ладун махасер лану бихибур.
By us needing to discuss what are we missing in order to reach connection, in order to reach the purpose of creation, that we don't look at who observes, who doesn't, which of the friends does or doesn't, and in what way, but we look at our forces. What are we lacking? How many forces, what kind of forces do we have to add into our common dish? That we want to add into it all of our possible forces, and will that be enough in order to reveal the Creator, in order to buy the revelation of the Creator by it?
То есть мы как-то не персональные какие-то вот, ну, моменты или качества товарищей, а
so it's not like a private qualities of a friend.
Yeah. Mainly it's our connection. That's the main thing. I can't talk about some qualities of one friend or another. That's not good. I won't be able to examine them correctly, evaluate them correctly, because anyone who blames others does it due to his own flaws. So mainly what we need to work on here is the connection, our connection. Kader one, again.
This scrutiny has to be more clear where we need to restrict ourselves to annul and put the screen, because the ego is closer to the body and feeling, and my desire to receive, I don't need to restrict the top intellectual part of it.
We need to restrict ourselves only in relation to others, where I make as much room as possible for the other in my desire, in my heart. That's it. USA, Northeast.
No.
The end time, you didn't unmute.
Sorry. The question is, Rav, are the desire and criticism, are they the same thing or are they different things? If they're directed towards strengthening the connections in the ten.
No, this is something that we yet need to scrutinize. And again, however, if your image, if your picture doesn't, if your video doesn't appear on the screen, I can't take your question. I don't want to hear your question. I'm sorry. And even if you have some kind of malfunction, some kind of problem, that too, you need to arrange it. So let's move on to women.
Woman Hebrew.
Woman Hebrew, if there is no criticism in the ten, does that mean that there's not enough work in the ten?
If there's no dispute in the ten, this I don't get. but of course it's due to lack of work.
Women Hebrew 6, is resistance to mutual scrutiny of important things stop the advancement in the 10?
Yes.
Moscow 18, we feel in the 10 that without disputes we can't reach love. So can we say that the disputes in the 10 that the Creator is giving us are disputes of love?
We need to scrutinize whether it's correct.
Disputes is the most precious thing we have. But still, what's that discernment that the scrutiny is for corruption or correction?
You need to check and see, is it so or not?
USA 3, didn't you say we have to annul in the group in order to unite? Now you're saying that we grow when nobody annuls.
No, our criticism is in order to correctly annul toward the group.
From Naria, is what's written that the opinions in humanity won't come so close so the dispute is cancelled? Does that explain that wholeness is comprised of colors, nations, and so on?
No, wholeness and completion is a result of us receiving from above knowledge of the Creator, because actually the Creator is our correct form of connection. Bo'u'e, come and see, Creator.
Odessa, there's a fear that after the article between the women, we might get unbuilding criticism. Please give us a direction for the day.
The direction for today is that we need to reach connection so that this connection will entirely be good bestowal toward each other.
There are questions about the previous part of the lesson. The difference between faith and mind. Should we reach a state that there's no difference between faith and mind?
That's still not time for it.
Still Latin 22. What does it mean that the mind is part of the first 9 spheres?
The desire is the malchut, and the intellect are the first 9 that are revealed to us from above, that is revealed to us from above.
From the south, it's written about spirituality that every little sum accumulates to a big sum. Is the accumulation of the pennies concealed from us?
Of course, but it doesn't matter. We all in all need to see that we're willing to concede to each other and together to take another step forward.
Question from Odessa and PT10. Why is the faith mentioned in the article considered corporeal, temporary, and disappearing?
We don't know what's written in the article. Afterwards, we'll criticize what it says about the definition of the concept of faith.
How can we turn faith that is intense and influences a person in 100% from something temporary to something constant?
This depends on the group. If the group's engaged in it, then it won't disappear. It's all only in relation to the 10. The Creator is now showing us everything in relation to the 10, and even if in the 10 there are 1 or 2 people that can receive a higher degree, they will not receive anything but but what the entire 10 receives in general, as a whole.
From Women Hebrew, you mentioned wars. How do we make peace?
By each developing to understand that you don't attain the truth in war, that war is achieved only in the connection between those at war. And precisely the fact that the war is becoming revealed, that will become revealed more and more between every between all nations, between every part, as it says, man's enemies or haters are his household. So much so, we'll need to understand that it is all in order for us to reveal from all these crimes, all these contradictions, all these fights, all of these things, that we will, from that we will discover a place of love.
Odessa. From Odessa, if we take the current war internally, the scrutiny of who's in control, man or the Creator, will the wars on corporeality end?
Yeah. Wars and corporeality will end only when people will be able to transcend their ego to the degree of connection.
You mentioned that the wars in the countries can end, but there's wars between one ego to another ego. When will that end?
Same applies here. There's no difference between the collective and the particular. When they'll understand that rising above the ego is the only solution that can be implemented by man, country, or the world.
You said that motion, time, and place are results of the will to receive. Can you explain that?
No, not now. We don't have time for it.
Few general questions.
Moving on to tests.
We'll go to the next part and sing a song first.
Behind the curtains of the story told, behind the faces of the meek and bold, above the good and bad, the right and wrong, there's hope for a brighter dawn. We've learned to breathe without a breath of air. We've learned to run on roads that lead nowhere. Now is the time for us to rise above